And any human, unless educated otherwise, has colonialist tendencies. And we are either nostalgic in a small scale or even more dangerously so in a large scale. And a person is only a person if he or she retraces the whole of his or her origins, whether legendary or not. And we can be uprooted, yet the strength of our trunk lies in being able to root ourselves back again. And only being inspired about the autonomy of the past, we can maintain the freedom of the present and guarantee the existence of the future. And history is a succession of things that are spared and a lot more things that are destroyed. And the most sublime inner beauty is made, making one's outside the most ugly. And we can be sure that the speed of construction will coincide with the speed of destruction of all human creations. And science has never been able to solve a crisis without causing a much more complex one. And after the social collapse, we shall consider the uncivilized process of civilization. And there is nothing more anti-imperialistic than the will of an individual turned spiritual. And authoritarianism is never the cure, but just the suicide of a terminal patient. And who doesn't think enough of history was simply not enough impacted by it. And the more an environment reacquires its potential, the more the middle class living within it ought to be replaced. And what appears rich ought to be always explored, as a great misery will be found within. And after the harvesting of war, much maneuver has to be pumped in for a society to revive. And we may be intelligent enough to submit others, yet those others are all stupid. And unity should be conceived only within a human distance, and that may imply creating the possibility for this distance. And the goal is not to come to the end more wealthy and healthy, but to leave more potential for the new others. And we can be simple in all our manifestations, but we are overall complex. And we can develop our natural being, yet ought to protect it from those who harm themselves with technologies. And no matter how bizarre, only by maintaining our serious intentions, folk will stop laughing about it. And easily we can recognize an aristocrat as its land is so flat and his belly so round. And whether leading to speculation or whether preventing speculation, any governmental direction will lead to catastrophe. And our spirituality planted into the world cannot be monitored but by our own faith. And by the time we will exhaust our arrogance to know everything, it will be anyway time to expire. and we may be able to take material advantage of a catastrophe from the very beginning, but in the long term is the spiritual soul that can advance from it, and what can be a threat can turn into a game as soon as we start to actively respond to it. It is easy to describe the solidarity among humans who in the end has but a robotic heart. And the fight for right can never stop and ends up in a fight for total power. And modern media is electric and therefore agitates and is not suitable for any type of philosophical enterprise. And not out of indignation, but out of a spiritual necessity, we can resurrect as a whole. And any ideal in its fight to get established is most sincere, and once established is most contradicting. And ideological stance don't contribute to a discourse, but paralyzes into trenches where there are little advances to be made. And no matter how tough is the revolution, new forms of aristocracies always manage to reemerge. And on the other side of the spectrum, advocating for a total governmental control is the self-governance each individual can enhance. And only at the human pace we can truly develop an in-depth knowledge. And once excluded, our perseverance will elevate us to the next level of inclusion. And the whole of our history might not matter, but it will matter once the social leveling is uplifted. And if we are unlikely to be rocked by natural calamities or other people's calamities, there will be calamities we ourselves provoke. And the more spiritual we elevate, the more irrelevant we become, but in the afterlife. And only where there is slavery, there is ugliness, and beauty only lies with freedom. And in order to make sense of the particular, one has to obtain a broad comprehension of the general. And the warriors of turbulent time have the only option of undertake ascesis during peace. And the crisis created from above generate a higher level of subordination, while the crisis created from below generates more autonomy. And the inner self ought to be able to mature in a contemplative silence in order to be substantial also for others to nourish on. And unless he works on his own, the cultural man, in order to work with society, ought to not work. And scholastic culture has the unique quality of being at the same time sharp, but unable to cut. And the more we row on our own away from the mainstream, the more we gain authenticity. And the new media strategy is that of giving us a sensation to drown in order to keep afloat. And contemporary brainwashing consists in convincing the mass that the abnormal is normal. And for every form of empire, a strong wave of anti-imperialism rises, which the empire, in order to exist, ought to embed in itself. And by showing tolerance to the other side of the spectrum, it only shows that there is no tolerance for anything in between. And anarchism should guarantee land to everyone where to cultivate his or her nature. And in governance, we divide us, and in the hope of getting rid of governance, we unite us. And the paradox is that there is always freedom as long as we fully comply with the governance. And in the current technological state, there are two main paths to undertake, and that is either total governance or self-sufficiency for freedom. And the final goal of anarchism should be self-sufficiency and not yet another dependency to yet another authoritarian government. And any outsider attempt, being outside any platform, is likely to be violently erased. And the rise of technology has in fact the potential of helping everyone, while in fact increasing the power of the few.